is going on and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper and let's get real and raw. What is going on and welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. I'm going to tell you what, guys, your boy's tired. I am tired physically, mentally. You know, I just came back from Chicago last week. I spoke at an event out there. I spoke to a bunch of real estate agents that are looking to master their craft as well as master their mind. Great event. In an hour, we set 44 appointments in 1 hour of dialing. And it really, the reason is because there's a process prior to it, right? It wasn't by accident. And so came home, went right to a Taylor Swift like launch party with my daughter. Saturday, we had her baseball game. And then I had the kids all weekend while my wife went and hung out with her friends. And then been watching a lot of sports. You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, I got my Ranger tank on. Right? I'm a New York Ranger fan, Knicks fan. The Yankees are playing now. And I've been watching a lot of sports. And obviously, it brings me through an emotion, right? Because they're losing, they're winning, they're losing, they're winning. And so that tied into them waking up, going to the gym, you know, the businesses, all these things. And I'm going to tell you guys a quick story for today. And I want this to kind of be about what the call is going to be about, what the show is going to be about. And that's, so last night, watching Knicks game, they're down, they come back, they win, last second shot. Oh, the Garden goes crazy. Anybody who's not a Knicks fan, know that it's basketball. And so I have a standing meeting on Tuesdays at the beach. This meeting is a workout. So me and my buddy John, who also lives out here in the Santa Rosa Beach area, we meet on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock in the morning and we do a beach workout as the sun comes up. Today, I did not want to do it. Like, so exhausted. I text him. He's like, hey, bro, I'm pretty exhausted. I don't think I want to do the workout. And I'm thinking to myself, man, thankfully, because I didn't want to. But I said, hold on a minute, though, man. Like, I don't want to either. This is a clear sign that God and the universe is showing us that our commitment to each other and our commitment to ourselves is more important than the bullshit I'm exhausted. So we either tap into the warrior spirit and you fucking go. And we do it. May not look the greatest, but we do it. And we did. We went. I felt great. He started to gas out at the end. Tell you what, don't take pre-workout before hardcore cardio. I'll tell you that right now. Your heart's going to go crazy. And there was one last set left. And we were doing these bear crawls all the way up the beach. And then we're sprinting back. And this is after the entire, you know, we did boxing out there. We did all the other cardio lunges, everything. And we have one left. And he's like, ah, bro, I think I'm done. And it's like, no, you're fucking not. You are not done. We don't quit. We said we're going to do it. We follow through. Bro, it may take you way longer to get up this sand this round than it did the last two rounds combined. But you're going to do it. And he's like, I get you're tired. You're going to do it tired. Right? Because you said that you wanted this. You said you wanted to do these. You said this is the workout you wanted to do. I said this is the workout I wanted to do. We got to push through. The warrior spirit gets tested in small moments like this. And we have to know when to tap in. The warrior spirit will be tested in moments of weakness. And that is when you tap in and you do the shit you don't want to do, even though you know you need to do it, right? Like, you know you need to. So he does, and he's crawling, he's grunting, right? He's yelling inch by inch, right? Sand, piece of sand by piece of sand, little by little, and it's a little hill too. He gets there, sprints back, and he's done. And so I sat back and I watched him as he walked towards the water, and I thought to myself, man, more people need this shit. not the workout necessarily, but more people need this shit. They need to understand that your will be tested. When your will is tested, your warrior spirit has to come out. When your will is tested, your warrior spirit has to come out. I'm gonna say it one more time and write this down. When your will is tested, your warrior spirit must come out to dominate. There is a little bit of this lackadaisical preseason mentality that a lot of us live with. And I live with it sometimes as well, right? Where, it's okay. I don't need to. I know I said I was going to do it, but I'm not going to. And you're training your brain on how to give into weakness. So when you think that you're going ahead and you are sitting there and you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this one thing, right? I said I was going to do. And you don't think that's going to transfer over, you're sadly mistaken, because when you start to create a habit of stopping the workout early because you're tired, stop making the calls because they said no or no one's picking up, even though you said you want to make more. When you start the habit of quitting on something you said you're going to follow through with, in that moment, you're telling your brain it is okay to quit. And your brain only needs just a little bit of that, hey, tell me how to keep you comfortable and I will do everything in my power to do it. Yet keeping you comfortable is not how you grow. So you got to make a decision. You got to say, okay, I know I want to quit. Does it make me weak? It does not make you weak for wanting to quit, because it is normal, but it's going to make you strong when you continue to go forward. It doesn't need to look the best, just needs to get done. Where in your life right now are you allowing your will to be broken and you're quitting in the middle of something, of an action, right? Of an event, right? Something you're doing, whether it's working out, whether it's in your business, right? Where right now are you giving in to the, what they call the devil, right? They call this dragon is trying to slay. Where are you giving in? And identify this and realize that that is where the warrior spirit will be tested. And you need to tap into that and say, I have no quit. There is no quits in me. There is, holy shit, I don't want to do this. Man, I'm fucking tired. But there is no quit in me. Admit there are days that you will be tired. Admit there will be days you don't want to do it. But on those days, it's more important for you to go do it, to prove to the old version of you that that is not who you are anymore. You don't give in to the weakness. You tap in to the warrior. Test yourself on the next time you want to stop and say, hold on. Wait, I remember John Marone talking about this on the Real and Raw show. I'm not going to give in. And then you start to do that. Week in, week out, you find yourself not wanting to give in as much. It ain't gonna go away, but you find yourself not wanting to give in as much. And it's the small moments where that you don't think matter, it matters most. It's the small moments that you don't think matter that matter most, because they compound. And they compound and they compound. And then you take a look back in a rear view 12 weeks later and realize you didn't get the things done you said you're going to do. The results aren't there. And why? It's very simple. Because you gave in on a moment you didn't think mattered. It's in the details. It's in the small things. Right? What do we say all the time? Small hinges swing open big doors. Take an audit right now. Be real with yourself. Did you not do something this week that you said you were going to do? Did you not follow through and complete the mission? Maybe, let's give me an example, your workouts. You said you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and you stopped in the middle of it. Because of whatever reason, you found an excuse. I'm not saying some of your reasonings aren't valid, but it's not a reason to stop. Just maybe do it a little different. Maybe when you're making your phone calls, you started, but then you stopped because you found a reason to stop. You found a distraction or you found an excuse. That shit has to stop now. Tonight, we're doing our call night for our real estate mastery clients and anybody else that joined. You guys will listen to this afterwards. And if you are on the call, hopefully I'll see you tonight. And I just know, this is what I know, because I've trained over 14,000 real estate agents. I know this. When we break into making our dials, there's going to be a huge portion of people that find a way to get distracted, that find a way not to finish the job. Even in an environment like that, I know that's going to happen. Warrior spirit gets tapped in. Warrior spirit gets tapped in. The I have no quit gets tapped in. It may not, I may get zero appointments, but motherfucker, you bet your ass I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make these dials. Why? Because your word to yourself matters. Your word to yourself matters. If we are saying that we are, I just punched my microphone. I got so excited. For those of you on YouTube saw it. All right. If we are saying and sitting here right now going, hey, if I give you my word, that means something. If that is who you are, raise your hand. Great. Now, why is it not the same when you give yourself your word that you're going to do something because you don't follow through? So if you say that your word is important, hey, when you say you're going to be there, please be there because being somebody of their word is super important. Yet you're on the flip side and you're not keeping your own word to yourself. The power begins with you. The moment you can go ahead and say, okay, I keep my word to myself. Now I can go ahead and put the expectation out to everybody else that you better keep your word. Otherwise, you're asking them to do something that you're not even willing to do for your own damn self. So the universe is showing up. So no, they're not going to show up for you because you're not showing up for you. Show up for you and those that are around you, who are important to you, that love you, that respect you, are going to show up for you 10 times more. And to be honest with you, the more you show up for you, the results are the byproduct. Be a man and woman of your word to yourself. Be a man or woman of your word to yourself. Because a lot of you guys out there right now are asking others to keep their word to you, but you're not doing it for you. Time to flip it. You are not a man or woman of your word, so stop lying. Maybe to others, but not to yourself. You want others to be there for you, but you're not willing to be there for yourself. You expect others to keep their word, but yet every promise you make to yourself, every time you say you're going to do something, you don't keep that promise to yourself. You don't follow through. You quit midway. So are you truly a man or woman of your word? You tell me. You tell me. No quit, no quit, no quit, no quit. It's actually the New York Knicks. I think that's our thing. No quit New York. I'll get you guys going here in a second, but let me tell you guys about this guy named Josh Hart, right? Josh Hart plays basketball for the Knicks. And I'll tell you a quick little story. So he was on a podcast. He's got a podcast. So it's him, this guy, Jalen Brunson, and Vincenzo, right? They went to Villanova together. Now they play for the Knicks together. They have a podcast. It's cool. So he's like, man, I get paid to run around like a maniac. I'm not the best shooter, but I'm a maniac on the court. I disrupt things. I get rebounds. I'm crazy out there. So his shot's not the best, right? It's here and there. Well, the first game of the series, he would get the ball. Hear me. He would get the ball, and these dudes won't even go near him because they think he's going to miss. They don't even try to block his shot because they think he's going to miss. And what's he do? Drains it. Drains it. Drains it and keeps draining. He dominated that game, and they still did not put a body on him and try to block him. So they go to him after the game and say, hey, what? Like, they didn't try to stop you. Why? And he simply said, because they didn't know a new version of me. They saw the old me. What they didn't see is me doing extra reps, 1,000 shots, extra every single day. So when it came down to game time, they didn't know this version of Josh Hart. Now they do. Let's fast forward, game two. They still don't learn their lesson. And they stay off of him and he makes a bucket. They stay off of him and makes a bucket. Knicks go on to win the game, last second shot, like I said earlier. Why is this important to you? People are going to doubt you. People are going to say, you ain't going to finish, bro. You haven't finished before. Your own damn brain is going to say, hey, man, you're not going to complete the job. So why even start the job? Because this has been a pattern. But what you need to stop doing right now is believing that. And you need to step into this new version of you. So while others are doubting you and maybe your old self is doubting you, what they're not going to see and not understand is the work that you're putting in the dark. So when you show up and you're dominating in your field, you're dominating in sales, you're dominating in your business, you're dominating in your health, they say, what the hell happened? And you simply said, you knew the old version of me. You didn't know the new one. And you didn't know the new one because you didn't understand what I was willing to go through and grow through so I can get to where I want to go. Figure it out. Find a way to have no quit. Figure it out. Look, they're doubting you. You're doubting yourself. Create a new version of you. It starts today. The new version has to start today. All right. Look, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast today. Look, I would love to help you in your real estate business. Let's set up a call. Let's have a coaching call. Let's get you aboard our coaching group. If you're ready to finally pull the damn trigger and stop trying to do this yourself, we can get you aboard our coaching for pretty inexpensive and get you the results that you want. Okay. So you can go to John Marone or Real John Marone, slide into my DM, or just go to gorealestatemastery.com and fill an application out. Gorealestatemastery.com, fill an application out, or just DM me Facebook or Instagram and we could just talk about it. No need for an application. If you message me, I can take care of you. Last but not least, please share this out. If you got value out of this episode, if you think that somebody needs to hear this episode, please share this thing out, tag me in it. I would love to repost it when you tag me in it and let me know what you think. Reshare this thing out. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys. And as always, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Kick that damn door down this week and take what is yours. Till next week, guys. Let's go!